Glad to be with everybody today on a live edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. In just a few moments, I have a special treat for you. But right now, I want to spend just a moment talking about what's going to happen tomorrow, January 22nd, when we mark the 36th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. This, of course, is the infamous Supreme Court decision that initiated a holocaust of legalized abortion in the United States. And I still remember exactly where I was. I was 22 years old at the time. And it's hard to believe that now 36 years have passed, each one with an incredible carnage, the blood of literally millions of unborn children crying from the grave. And those who continue to fight legislation restricting abortion are in reality not pro-choice. They are singularly pro-death. While rhetoric so often serves to camouflage the carnage of abortion, it remains simply this: the painful killing of an innocent human being. It's the painful killing of an innocent human being. A human being that has done nothing to deserve capital punishment. It's painful in that the methods employed to kill a preborn child are painful. Furthermore, it's killing in that the zygote, which fulfills the criteria needed to establish the existence of biological life, is killed. And this is, in fact, a zygote that fulfills criteria needed to establish the existence of biological life. This is not a metaphysical contention. It's just plain old experimental evidence. It has metabolism, development, the ability to react to stimuli, cell reproduction. This is a human being. It doesn't have a full-born personality, but it does have full personhood from the moment of conception. Abortion kills innocent human beings in that the child that's terminated is the product of human parents. The child has a totally distinct human genetic code. And although the emerging embryo does not have a fully developed personality, as I said, it does have complete personhood from the moment of conception, thus far from deserving capital punishment. These innocent human beings deserve protection. Thankfully, in God's economy, there is, of course, hope for those who have experienced the ravages of abortion. Not only can they receive God's forgiveness in the here and now, but they can yet look forward to the ecstasy of being reunited with their unborn loved ones in eternity. When my wife gives birth, and she's done it quite a few times, she doesn't give birth to a body. She gives birth to a body-soul unity. And that body-soul unity is a human being. And we believe in a Christian worldview that that body-soul unity will exist for all eternity. So there's an absolute certainty that we will see even aborted children in eternity, and their DNA will flower to complete perfection. They would be what they would have been if death and destruction and decay hadn't entered our world. Ultimately, when I think of abortion, my mind goes back to the words of King David. He said, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I'll praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." We have a holocaust in our midst. It is unseen, often unnoticed. But I don't want you as a Christian to forget that there is a particular day in which we celebrate life and we remember the anniversary of Roe v. Wade that has terminated the lives of so many people that ultimately we will only know from the perspective of eternity.